Coming up after the messages, we have 8 Foot Bunch on the air, live here in Studio B. It's going to be a lot of fun. This is a local band, so it's going to be really cool to hear what's going on here in Morris. But before that, need to hear some messages from our sponsors. You're listening to the U90 Alternative, KUMM 89.7 FM in Morris, Minnesota. This is Come Naked, where we put away the CDs and we let a live band in the studio take over for the hour. And that band is 8 Foot Bunch. Consists of members CJ, Ben, Corey, and Davey. Let's see if we can hear them.
Hello, my name is Dennis Martinez.
Are we on?
Yeah, you're on.
All right, wonderful. How's it going?
Hey, it's going all right. How are you guys doing in there?
We're wonderful.
We're just great.
I'm getting some goofy feedback.
Really?
But I'm not too sure what that is. Not now I'm not getting it. Only when I turn it up a little bit louder.
Hmm.
But hey, if we can stay at this point, I think we'll be all right. So how you guys doing in there?
Good.
You got a couple tunes for us?
Yeah, we got a bunch of tunes. We kind of threw it together. It's kind of what would you say? Eclectic. Yeah.
An eclectic mix.
We're going acoustic, which is pretty strange for a fundamentally punk band, but here we go.
Only here at the U90 Alternative.
This is a song that was actually written by the past band that Corey and I were in, Alter Ego, and it's called Semi-Automatic Love Song. We're gonna start things off with. It's got a kind of country flavor too, so it kind of suits the acoustic guitars, if you will.
That was cool, guys. Hey, let's see. How long have you guys been together?
How long have we been together?
Not about this much.
Well, yeah, we all split from the same egg in the womb, but
damn it!
Other than that, I don't know. I don't know how long we've been together. A couple of months.
Not long enough.
Not long enough.
That's right.
A couple of months.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, all right. So this is a new program on the U90.
Yep.
So we're working out the kinks. And one of those kinks that might need to be worked out is whoever's singing might need to come a little closer to the mic.
All right. Well, we'll help you work that kink out.
Oh, right on. Well, let's see. So Alter Ego was the band that played last year in the The Battle of the Bands.
Yes, we are actually formed from two bands that played in the Battle of the Bands. Me and Corey from Alter Ego, and Dave and CJ from Princess Davy, actually.
Oh, right, that's right. Now I remember that. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
And Alter Ego did quite well.
Yeah, yeah. We lost by 1 point, actually.
And Princess Davy sucked.
Princess Davy did not suck.
I would like to say that Princess Davy was the furthest thing from suck, in fact, because I actually pointed, you know, because I was a judge for that, and I gave Princess Davy a very, very high score. I really enjoyed that. The thing was that they did cover songs. Granted, they covered those songs wonderfully, and it was really cool. But now these are a lot of originals that you guys have been working on.
Yeah, we've been working on a lot of originals, but all right, so we lost the Battle of the Bands to a band that was fundamentally acoustic. So we decided to come in here and jam on these acoustic guitars just to show that we can rock. You know? In whatever medium there is. But yeah, so that's that, I guess.
So we got the CJ on a guitar, Ben on guitar,
yep.
Corey on bass, and Davey on the bongos?
Yeah, well, Davey's on the bongos for right now, but he usually plays real drums.
He's multi-talented.
He's got a big drum.
Sometimes I play with myself, too, but my parents get mad.
Davey, you'll go blind.
But the hair adds an interesting sound to the congos.
Yeah,
the
hairy palms.
Right on. So what other songs you got for us this afternoon?
Oh, I don't know. We got a list of stuff, some originals, some covers. I think maybe we'll do a little cover for you right now if you'd like to hear one.
I'd love to.
All right, this is actually a Paul Simon tune that you might recognize. It's called Me and Julio. Here you go. Does everybody know it? Mama Pajama rolled out of bed when she heard about the police station. And when Papa found out, he began to shout and started the investigation. It was against the law. It's against the law. What my mama saw was against the law. Mama looked down and spit on the ground every time my name gets mentioned. But I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. Taking my time and it's on the way. Goodbye to Rose. See the queen of Corona. To me and Julio down by the schoolyard. To me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Sounded very, very good right there.
Well, good. You got the levels all set and
we got
everything?
The levels set and everything. That first tune, nice sound check, worked out well.
All right. Good.
But what other stuff have you guys been working on?
As far as what aspect of life? I'm trying to find a way to control the world, actually, but it's not working from my small little Macintosh computer, so.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah.
I've got this rash.
I don't know, what other, seriously, I guess we've just been writing songs, trying to find a time that we can all get together, because, you know, Corey.
I drive down from Minneapolis, it gets kind of tough sometimes.
Yep, we go up there, we're recording a CD in maybe a week, maybe two, I don't know, whenever we can
hopefully
get it all together.
Week.
Where are you going to be doing that at?
Just a little demo, and then we're gonna play around the area, I guess.
Right on.
We're going to play with ourselves.
No, we're going to play with our band.
So with Corey living in Minneapolis and everything, what are you doing there, Corey?
What are you doing there, Corey?
Oh, I'm going to the U, actually, in Minneapolis, going for a computer science degree.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
So so school, how does school affect the whole creative process and finding time to work?
Well, school basically sucks as far as that goes. it's pretty much the luck of the weekends for getting back here.
Right on. Did you used to attend UMM?
No, actually, I never did. Just a lot of friends that went here.
Okay. Corey and I have known each other since we were, about 5, 8?
Something like that, yeah.
Something between 5 and 8. I think first grade we met each other in our first grade class, and we've been hanging out ever since. And so, yeah, we pass a brain back and forth, but that gets kind of difficult over, 100 and however many miles.
It doesn't take a half hour.
Yeah. Interesting, though, another little bond between the U down there and this particular one. I was sitting right where you are, Mr. Fitzgerald, 2 years ago, and I got my picture taken by some dude. It ended up in the paper, the Daily, the Minnesota Daily, at the U, a picture of me and my roommate DJing here at KUMM. And Corey called me up and he's like, "Hey, what's this picture you doing in my paper?" Like, yeah, that's the station. So I'm a longtime fan of KUMM.
I can't believe you got in the paper before I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that felony charge that you got, that was pretty cool.
That was good, yeah.
Hey, now, Ben, not only 2 years ago did you have something to do with KUMM, but now you're an active member of KUMM, the exec staff.
Indeed I am.
Assistant music director.
Yep.
Right on.
I assist. Basically, I'm a little bitch, but...
cool.
You didn't pull any strings with the show, did you?
Yeah.
Right on. So what else you guys got for us over there?
Let me see, let's figure some out. Okay, I got a good one. I got a good one for you. This is a song. It's actually an Irish folk tale that was recently covered by Metallica. But now we're going to do the acoustic bongo version of a tune entitled Whiskey in the Jar, if we can all remember it. Well, see, that's kind of the stipulation on all these songs. It's like, if we can all remember it. We've practiced for about 20 minutes before this show, so... we're getting it together. Here you go. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, that was great.
Thank you.
And I have the one catchphrase that I say after every live song. It's basically, oh man, I really enjoyed that. And of course, I use it again. That was very cool. Hey, I just got a call from another member of the band.
Really?
One DJ.
DJ Gladlock.
Wow.
Who was saying that, you know, that he is in the band and he would like to have that mentioned.
He is indeed.
We'd
like him to play tonight, but I don't know. We're playing tonight somewhere. It can't really be disclosed.
At an undisclosed locale.
Because it's a party, you know. So you walk around and look for cars, you probably find it.
It's a birthday party.
Yeah.
For Jesus.
With cake. We missed it by a month.
Well, there were so many parties back in December that now is probably a good time. This is the only time that Jesus can really celebrate.
Right. He was so busy.
Hell yeah. He'd be at church every day, you know.
But yeah,
he had other things to do, you know.
All right.
But something that's going to be different than either of the bands, Princess Davy or Alter Ego of last year,
right,
is the addition of a DJ.
Of a DJ.
Spinning samples during the songs.
Yes. He definitely spins the wax. He cuts it up very nice.
And that's going to be something is that going to be on the CD that you guys are planning on burning as well?
I hope it is.
As long as he promises not to cut the cheese, because that's CJ's job.
All right. I think I'm going to institute a shut up Davey.
Hey, speaking of Davey, Davey, you got like the mandatory groupie outside, don't you?
Groupie, I don't know.
Well, isn't she a groupie by default, being that she is also your fiancée, correct?
Yes, that would be correct. She's the one that is responsible for my happiness. She she takes care of me, so I must honor her always.
Katie is her name, correct?
Yep, Katie Strickler. Katie Jean. They call her Katie Jean Jellybean if you really want to get her hint.
Great. Say, what kind of other stuff do you got going on over there? What can we expect to hear next?
Want some more music, huh?
Yeah, you want some more music.
You want some more music. How about an original for you?
That'd be great.
How about an original? This is actually a punk song. It's entitled Ode to Love. It's about all the follies and misfortunes of chasing after love. And we're going to do it on acoustic guitar with bongos, just to see how it happens, just to show our undying versatility. Here we go. There's actually an oi 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 chorus in the back of this, but it really can't be done. I suppose it could, but
we're not gonna.
All right, here we go. One, two, oi 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 oi. Meet her only once, but never got the chance.
it or not, the oi, oi, oi came across very nicely.
We indeed included the oi, 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 yeah.
Just proof how punk rock we really are.
You can't get away.
Acoustic.
Acoustic punk. Bongos. And now the bass isn't acoustic. We got the amp is in there.
Right.
That's cool. Just so everyone knows. Just so we're up to par.
No, the bass is plugged. We're cheating. We're not completely naked.
Well, there are some uprights, but we can't mention them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I'm reinstating the Davy Shut Up
rule. Now, while it maybe can't come naked, it is far from come unplugged. So there's no rules being broken here at all.
This is definitely true.
Well, hey, if you can't come naked, then you might as well not come at all.
Davey, play your bongo.
All right, thanks.
I think I hear a U90 liner in that one.
Yeah, I definitely hear a U90 liner. My personal favorite is, hey, don't touch that dial, it's got cum on it.
You can't beat that one.
I dig that.
Don't touch my grandma.
You want us to play another song? Then he focuses on the bongos.
Would you please? That would be awesome.
We will play another song. Should we play some Sublime Boys?
Yeah, yeah, do that.
Play some Caress Me Down.
Yeah.
All right. This is a Sublime tune. We're covering. I know. It's all right. Here we go. Okay.
Mucho gusto, me llamo Bradley. I'm hornier than Ron Jeremy. And if you wanna get lost in your knees, wipe that look off your body, please. You hate me cause I got what you need. A pretty little daughter that we call Mixie. And if you wanna get beat physically, it will be over in a minute. Yeah. So she told me to come over and I took that trip. And then she pulled out my mother.
Now you guys have played. We've heard from Metallica. We've heard covers of Metallica, which was actually not even. Is that an original Metallica tune?
No,
that we heard?
No, that was an
Irish folk song, right? That Irish Metallica did. But so we've heard some Irish folk. We've heard some Sublime. And those are a kind of an interesting mix of musicians to draw from.
Yeah.
Who else is in that, not necessarily the bands that you play songs of, but bands that you listen to?
Oh, that we listen to. Yes, sir.
My personal favorite is Hanson. I don't care what anybody says.
All right. I'm into everything from Beethoven to the Beastie Boys. I listen to a lot of, I don't know, a lot of punk, a lot of rock, a lot of everything.
And people can tune into your show at what time?
People can tune into our show on Mondays from 10 to midnight. That is Minor Key Porn, me and Woo-hoo! TJ.
Right on.
Yep.
And at that point, they could get a very a taste of what is the stuff that you guys like.
Eventually, actually, I think Davey's going to be on our show, and we're going to call it the 8-Foot Lunch Hour.
8-Foot Lunch Hour, because from 10 to midnight, it falls right into about the time that you guys have woken up, about half your day right there?
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. Yep. Actually, it's an 8-foot bunch pun. You get it?
I hear you. Well, here we are at the bottom of the hour, and we should let people know that McDonald's is a supporter of KUMM Naked, and we appreciate them. And in this case, procrastination could lead to frustration because 39-cent hamburgers and 49-cent cheeseburgers aren't going to be around much longer. And they are the ones that bring us the weather, and normally we have a little bit of music behind the weather, so I was wondering. Right on.
Just kidding. You want us to play something for you?
No, I wouldn't. No. Today, mostly sunny and mild, high in the lower to middle 30s, wind southwest 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, clear, low 15 to 20 miles per hour, light south wind. Saturday, sunny and mild, high from 30 to 35, south wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Would also like everyone to know that our bottom hour sponsors are the Met Lounge, Pomme de Terre Foods, and Willie's. Willie's, get your groceries, Pomme de Terre, get your organic food. And at the Met Lounge, here, Jamie, DJ Gladlock, Spin Records, and have a drink or three. All right, there's our bottom hour sponsors. KUMM appreciates all of their contributions to the station, for without them, we would not be able to bring you fine programming such as Come Naked.
We're in. Are the carts on the fritz, by chance?
What's that?
Are the carts on the fritz? You just recited them from memory.
Yeah, the one is on the fritz, and yes. The McDonald's cart just, you know, it wouldn't make any sense to play at this point.
Right.
Hey, like to let everyone know, if you've just tuned in, you've missed a great program up until this point. We're at the halfway mark of KUMM Come Naked with the band 8-Foot Bunch, local music, right here at the U90. We've gone through quite a few tracks, in fact, and it's been really cool. And we've got another half hour that they're going to be playing, and they are playing tonight at an undisclosed location, so you're more than welcome to attend that if you so desire. But what else we got coming up here, guys?
Oh, we got a bunch of stuff. Maybe we'll play a little folk tune by B. Dowell and F. McNullen. You like that? It's a song called Rivers of Babylon. This is suited for acoustic guitar, so I don't know. Here we go. Of Babylon, where he sat down, and there he went when he remembered Zion. From the wicked, carried away captivity, required from us a song. How can we sing now for song in a Let the words of my mouth
Very cool.
Thank you. Again.
That's an interesting tune for a self-proclaimed punk band.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we have a lot of influences, and we like to let it show just how versatile we are, I guess. We like to plug ourselves as much as we can.
Oh, God, don't say that.
Davey, everything I say.
We heard CJ in there with some backing vocals.
Yes, actually CJ was singing lead vocals on that song. Well,
I have the high part anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He had the high part and I had the low one, and they're both like, I don't know.
It's just kind of a dual lead.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very, very nice, because we hadn't heard from you, and I knew that you did sing lead vocals for Princess Davy, right?
Actually it was Travis Osner.
stupid.
It's okay. All right, though.
But no, yeah, I knew CJ is a singer, and it sounded very nice.
Thank you.
And it's sounding very nice over the air. We've been getting calls, and people are saying that it's sounding good. So
great, cool.
This is cool. Really appreciate you guys doing this. And, hey, what else is going on over there in Studio B?
What else is going on over here in Studio B? Well, there's definitely a strip show going on.
Oh, God, we've got termites! My legs, my pants!
Termites all over. But other than that, I guess we got some music that we could play.
Perhaps. My people are dying.
So we're just kind of looking at this list that we just kind of compiled. I think it was half on the car ride and half while drinking beer last night. So it's just kind of a mishmash list that I'm not even going in order on. But there's a song I really like by a band called Nerf Herder. We're doing a lot of covers here, but I don't know. Ah, he's on the phone. Okay, but anyway, we're going to do a little song here. Was that a phone for me? Oh, okay. Rats!
Oh.
It's time that the honeys start calling. No, just
yep, call in now. We'll show you something special.
Over the radio.
Anyway. Over the radio.
This is a song by... Okay. Cut. All right, this is a song by Nerf Herder. It's called Sorry. And it's a pretty fun song. All right. One, two. One, two. Sorry we broke up. Sorry I missed you. Sorry I wanted only to kiss you. Sorry I promised to love you forever. Made me feel guilty, oh, when you left me. Sorry I showed up at your party. Sorry I drank up all your Bacardi. Sorry I puked on your bedspread. Sorry I wanted to be your boyfriend again. What can I do? I know what's going to happen now. You're going to say very cool, and I'm going to say thank you. Is that correct?
That's very close. All very right. close. It was, man, I really enjoyed that.
Oh, right. That's the other response.
Hey, that was some interesting lyrics in there.
Yeah, I didn't write them. I can't. Don't call me with your... don't phone in and yell at me.
Don't call me daughter.
With your complaints.
But the,
not for sure.
I think it's fair to say, though, that for a song to pick to cover, being that imitation is the highest form of flattery, you guys have to be having something, you have to at least relate where these people are coming from.
Guilty. I feel that that song should become the anthem of today's youth.
If I could only count the number of times I've jerked off outside the window of one of my... a woman who's caught my eye. All right.
Only at my grandma's.
Robert, you're starting to scare me over here.
Davey's running off on, rubbing off
yep,
on me.
Yep,
and it's a good thing that he's in the other studio because...
Ben, who knows what would happen?
Oh, Lordy.
Oh, Lordy.
All right, well, Battle of the Bands coming up sometime spring quarter.
It's going to happen?
Well, definitely.
Oh, all right. Excellent. Good. Oh, good.
Was there at any time any question about it?
Oh, I don't know. I thought there was rumor of something else happening that you were talking about, but I don't know.
I think that's in addition to.
Ah, in addition to. Hey.
Well, there's definitely going to be a spotlight of local artists. And at that point, I'm asking you now, can we expect to see 8 Foot Bunch in the lineup?
Without a doubt.
That's great.
Without a doubt, we will be there.
Perhaps. Cool.
With bells on. And that's it. Nothing but bells.
Jingle bells. Jingle
strategically bells. Hung.
Yeah.
By the chimney with
So do you want to know about our name, like how we got it?
I would love to know about the name 8 Foot Bunch.
It's the combined length of band member genitalia. No, just kidding, just kidding.
It's actually a phallic bunch.
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch.
Hey.
Daylight come and me one go home. Day-o, day-o.
It's from that song. It's a line in it, actually, and that's how we got the name.
Right on.
We all kind of dug it, the way it sounded.
No, you guys... Now, would that be an 8 foot bunch of bananas?
Yes.
Is that how that? Okay. Right.
The beautiful bunch of ripe bananas.
I think it was
the deadly black tarantula.
Originally, it was drug dealers.
Huh?
And the room falls silent.
What? We don't know, man.
It was
know,
an
man.
8 foot bunch of drug dealers.
Oh. Yeah. All right. Good. I don't know.
Well, how do you guys feel
banana
about
boat loaders? They're into some,
yeah, exactly.
They're into some of the old.
Well, they used to smuggle them from Honduras, and that's
oh, that stuff.
That's how the bananas got here. Oh. The cocaine was in the banana.
Oh, the cocaine
from Honduras, and then it came to grocery stores, and now America's infiltrated with all the psychotic things that are bad. Okay, good night.
All right.
So, what else you guys got going on over there?
We got more songs.
Well, how are you guys feeling? How's that song list holding up over there?
What's that?
How's that song list holding up over there?
Pretty good. We got a bunch left.
Actually. Oh, that's great.
Enough to definitely fill the hour, I
yeah,
think.
We've got an 8 foot bunch left.
An eight foot bunch. If I could find my notebook that I set somewhere around here. Oh, there it is. We got a new song that CJ and I wrote in about 30 seconds the other day. It is also a punk song, but we're translating it to acoustic guitar. This song is called Girl Part 2. There was an alter ego song called Girl, which is Girl Part 1. But this is part 2. So, I don't think there's any naughty words in it either. So, here we go. All right. Go ahead, CJ. Isn't it like this?
Bye. my time.
Classic KUMM moments right here at the U90 with Come Naked. Fine, fine program with a fine, fine band, 8 Foot Bunch in the studio.
Fine, fine.
Fine.
All right. More music? I went upstairs and wrote some words in like, that was like what, yesterday, the day before?
I think about 2 days ago, I think.
Yeah.
2 or 3 days ago.
In fact, this marks the first time that the whole band has actually played it.
I was just going to mention that if that was the case. That is awesome. live music. What's the live music? What's the last live music show that you all saw? Not necessarily collectively, but individually.
Oh, boy.
I think the last show I went to was Blink-182 with MXPX, Wade, and Homegrown.
Actually, both of us went to see Ani DeFranco.
Oh, that's right. Oh.
In Fargo.
You guys went and saw Ani in Fargo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
She amazed the heck out of me. I didn't really know her music, but man, can that little girl play guitar. It was amazing.
How about you, Davey?
Are we talking, like, professional?
No.
All right, well, I'd have to say the last one that I can remember that would be the most recent would have to be the Jayhawks, who are one of my all-time favorite bands from Minnesota. And I was very, very delighted that Morris was allowed to host them, or they decided to. Especially since they had decided to host Semisonic the year after that, because
year before,
year before.
Really, a Jayhawks
fan? I'm getting behind myself because like Semisonic is like, Trip Shakespeare was my favorite band growing up, and they formed Semisonic, and now Matt Wilson's doing his deal or whatever. But
you're gonna catch
me. I'm just impressed with UMM and all that stuff. So I love everything that comes this way. And I love the Jayhawks, and I love you.
Hey, you gonna catch Matt Wilson when he comes through?
I'm gonna try to catch him only if he falls. Actually, I'm gonna get all my CDs signed. I'm gonna get my CDs signed from him. I met him back in high school when I used to be in this other band called Marku Corner, and I got his autograph then, so I'm gonna see if he recognized me, and if he doesn't, then I'm just gonna pretend I'm a big fan and get his autograph on every single CD, just to be annoying. So I'll be there at Carl's 2 hours in advance, so anyone who wants to sit with me, is welcome.
Yeah, in fact, I think I'll be going with Davey, so you can hang out with members of 8 Foot Bunch while waiting to see Matt Wilson play.
Right on. I think people are going to need there to get. I think people are going to have to get there early in order to catch that whole show to get a good seat.
I'm sure.
There's a lot of buzz about
pretty
that.
Small, and it's gonna be.
I'm gonna sleep out in a sleeping bag overnight right outside.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I'm just gonna hide myself under the piano inside so I'm warm.
I'm crazy like that. I didn't know you could get under that piano.
I can get under anything.
So I've heard.
How about you, Corey?
I saw a small town band that came to the cities and played at Sally's at the U of M, and I can't for the life of me remember their name, but they were really good.
So what's it like living in the cities, going to school? And all the live music opportunities. Do you find that along with being in a band, do you get out to see much stuff?
Not as much as I'd like to, actually. Spent a lot of time at school, but, you know, there's a lot of good bands that come through, and when you catch them, it's great.
That's cool. That's cool. So let's talk about music. What other stuff you got lined up over there for us?
What other stuff? Well, there's an old Grateful Dead tune that I really dig. And I know that on my show, you requested a Grateful Dead tune once, but This is a different one. This is called Scarlet Begonias.
Ooh.
You may recognize it. There's a little extra verse thrown in there, which was written by Bradley Nowell. It's sublime. But this is Scarlet Begonias. There you go. Illusion. Any comment from the peanut gallery?
All right. Right on. How big into the Dead are you guys?
I'm pretty into the Dead. I like them a lot.
I'm a necrophiliac, so that shows you.
Oh, I'm into what they were all about.
You're into what they're all about.
I'm into jamming a lot and touring till you're, well,
dead.
Dead.
And even after.
Occasionally, yeah. I saw that video with the skeletons on stage. Yeah, they were dead. I'm just being dumb now.
Oh, that was my first introduction to the Grateful Dead.
That was?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I think a lot of people in our generation probably was the first time that they were
introduced. Probably because it was the 80s. You know, I had never heard of the Grateful Dead before the MTV came along. So
yeah. I actually heard them live once on a band trip in high school. We were in Orlando and they had a stadium right across the way from our hotel. And the significance was that it was so hot, and we had like 8 or 9 people crammed into our hotel room, and it wasn't smart because my dad was the director. So my couple buddies and I, we slept out on their porchway thing. It was kind of a high-rise hotel. Anyway, we could see kind of over the top of the stadium in Orlando, and there was a big haze of like smoke, and we thought it was fire. But you know, of course, it's concerts, you know, here. When you get a little older, you know that.
Dead concerts.
Yeah, you know that's Mary Jane and whatever else. But anyway, they ended up breaking up that show about 2 hours after we were listening to it because there was rioting and the police were there and ambulances were there, and we thought it was just a big fun free for all. But we were listening to their music all night, and that was before Jerry Garcia died. So that's my
obviously,
because then they wouldn't have been playing if he was dead. So that's my experience, my little story. Well, I'll shut up now. Good night.
Since we got some time, and I'm ignoring the list. There's still some songs left on there, but you guys, I'm talking to the members of my band now. You want to do a song that we have never done?
Yeah, before? That's sure. Right. Just
I mean, we play a fast version of this. It's you know the Bob Marley tune, Redemption song.
Okay.
Yeah, you want to play it? All right. It's. Those chords, man. All right, this is hardcore, man.
This is tough.
These guys just following me because I know
the
song.
Follow the leader.
Say it's just a part of it.
better than I thought it was going to.
Now, that was the first time that you guys have played that together.
Yeah, at all.
All right, just to clarify, yeah, that was you couldn't tell.
All right, thank you.
Very nice. Let's see, we got a few more minutes here just before we get to the top of the hour. If you'd like to take us to the top of the hour.
We can take you to the top of the hour.
We can take it to the limit one more time, maybe.
Now, here's my question. That's brought me down into this peaceful little slumber, and I'm wondering if you're going to kick my ass here coming up, or if we're going
to. I think we definitely have the ability to kick your ass. I mean, not like physically, like, you know, with sound.
We are in a different room.
Yeah, there's glass in the way, but.
All right. The interesting thing about having like playing that song, like usually, you know, we have DJ Gladlock with us. You know, Jamie Gap, and sure. He's usually still making, you know, spinning records during, like, you know, even songs like that, you know, and it kind of adds an odd twist to it, which yeah. Ends up pretty cool most of
the normal way we sing it is, well, pirates as a rabbi, so life to the merchant ships. It's a lot different a song if you play it like that with electric
it's
guitars.
It's like Bob Marley on a lot of heroin.
it becomes punk.
Can I get something from you guys right now? A top of the hour ID?
What's that?
A top of the hour ID. Hi, this is 8 Foot Bunch, and you're listening to the U90 Alternative.
All right, we could say that, but the top of the hour is not for 3 minutes.
Yeah, we want to play a song.
We could squeeze one more song.
Can we squeeze one more song and then get the top of the hour?
Yep.
Call it a show?
We got it.
Right on.
We got it. What do you say with this, Brad?
Okay. Something fast.
Or do you want to do something else?
Something fast.
We're discussing. All right.
Let's do that.
All right, this is a definite punk song. This is by Rancid, and we're going to play it on acoustic guitar. And they would probably cry. Their mohawks would wilt if they heard us play it like this. But we're going to try it anyway.
Here we go.
One, two, three, four.
Took the 60 bus out of downtown Campbell, Pensinato. It was up there, it was waiting for me. All the punk rockers and the movie stumblers were out on the corner when this battle was changed.
Bunch, and you're listening to the U90 Alternative, KUMM, 89.7 FM in
Morris.
Correct.
Home of the Cougars.
And that wraps up KUMM Come Naked. Thanks a lot, guys, for joining us. 8 Foot Bunch, CJ, Ben, Corey, and Davey. Totally appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you, sir.
We're going to head out now.